In this video, we're going to be going over how it is that you can set up an email broadcast inside Simplero. So to locate your broadcasts and your emails, you're going to be going and clicking here, which is the page that I'm on now. We haven't sent any email broadcasts through Simplero yet, so we're going to go ahead and just create our first one here. In this step, we can see that we can choose the template. There's a variety of templates that come with the account, but you can also set up a custom one. I'll just go ahead and go with a simple email template here. And here we can see a variety of options that you have. We have the default sender name, sender email, and reply to address that are already populated, and these are set at the account level. We can also override these if we want to, but this is basically it's showing these fields because the override sender is actually already displayed, and that means that if we minimize that, that's just going to be hidden. So if we wanted to override the sender, we can click that and then we can go ahead and edit those. It's just basically showing you in the first view the default information that's entered there. So I'll go ahead and just refresh the page so I can get that information back. So the next thing we can do is we can set an internal name for the broadcast. So let's say you wanted to internally refer to this email as something else besides the subject line. We could add that by clicking internal name. We can also add a pre-header to the subject line, which will show up underneath the subject line in the inbox of the recipient, depending on their email provider. But you can add a bit of pre-header text here. We also have the ability to do split testing, basically, with the subject line. So if you wanted to split test to see which subject lines are going to be performing better in your broadcast, you can do that. It's worth noting that usually you want to have a higher amount of emails to test this. So, you know, if you're only sending this to 10 people, you're probably not going to get that accurate of results. So the more emails you're sending to by using the split test function, the higher the accuracy of the results are going to be. But that's how you would do a split test of your subject line. And then down here we have the body. So here we have a few pieces that might be worth reviewing. First of which is we have these interpolation keys that we can add. So as an example, let's say you wanted to do hello and we wanted to add a first name. We could do that, and that'll pull the first name of the contact you're sending this to. And then we can say, here is your link to your content. And we can go ahead and add a link to a content. And this would be the content of a purchase as an example. You can also edit that by selecting here. And then we can select a variety of different links that are already inside your account, maybe the homepage of the website. We can also display this as a button, or by default, open this in a new window as an example. So that would be how you would do that. If you wanted to change the color of that, you can just click this. And then we can go ahead and select, you know, something different. That would be of the text. And if you wanted to change the background color, we can go ahead and change that. Obviously, that's not super visible, but you can tinker around with the settings and change them based on your needs. But here is where you would put the content of the broadcast you're going to be sending. And then once you're ready to go to the next step, after writing your subject line, then you can go ahead and click Next. So once you do that, here's where you're going to be selecting the recipients for your broadcast. Here we can see by default, it has the list subscribers selected. So you could go ahead and select the list that you wanted to send this to. And then you also have the ability to select conditions if you want. It's not necessary if it's not something that's going to be useful for every broadcast you're sending out. But let's say that you wanted to only send an email broadcast to list subscribers for this list specifically, and only if they maybe have a specific tag. So you could select has a tag, and then you'd select whatever tag that you would want to send it to, right? So only list subscribers that have this tag. You could save your changes, and then this would narrow it down considerably depending on how many people have the tag. Currently, we don't have anyone that has that. So I'll go ahead and just remove the conditions in this case so I can go through with a test. Here we can see that we're excluding by default contacts that are considered unengaged. You have the ability to disable this or enable this depending on your needs. And you can also add exclude groups, just like you can add include groups, right? We're including the list subscribers, but if you wanted to exclude people maybe within that include group that are maybe subscribed to this list, then you can go ahead and save that as well, and that will basically subtract any list subscribers that are subscribed here from the list that are subscribed here. Going down into the preview of recipients, this is going to be telling you how many unique members that are contactable, excluding duplicates that are going to be getting the broadcast delivered to them. And then you can go ahead and go to next. On this page, this is going to show you an overview. It also will allow you to send a preview email to yourself. Directly, all you need to do would be to just click your email address. You can also enter in any email address here to send it to. And it's basically going to show you who it is that's being previewed for currently. So right now you can see it says hi and this person's name. And that's because we're previewing it as that person. So if I change this, you'd be able to see that this would also populate as that as well. You can also see a preview of what it would look like on mobile. And this is just a general preview. It might look a little bit different inside the actual person's email address depending on their email provider or application they're using, but this is usually a pretty good reference of what it is that it's going to look like. From here, you could queue it immediately to be sent or to send it later. You could go ahead and select later if you wanted this to be scheduled to be sent at a later time. You can also select the date and time, and that would be how you would do that. And then if you select queue, this is basically just confirming that you want to send it at a later time versus sending it now, or indeed you could just save it as a draft. For now, I'll go ahead and just click off the box so we can continue. You can also immediately save as a draft here. Down here we can see that, what your account time zone is set to. We can also see if the link has passed the link check through our link checker, confirming the recipients and the inclusions and exclusions that you've set up, what template that it is using. You can also change this, and then some additional information down here. So this is the basics of how it is that you can queue a broadcast to be sent through Simplero. Hope that helps. Thank you.